Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Capp.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collins.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic.
Hello everybody, it's Omar Rudberg and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to the Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I am, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as that over-the-top but necessary introduction suggests, this is the Troy Murphy Show. That glorious time of the week again, Thursday nights from 6 p.m. when the Troy Murphy Show graces the RRR bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 7 p.m. as we look at the weird, wacky and wonderful news from home and abroad that has happened this week, as well as some of the more serious news stories that we all need to know, you know, so we can adult and stuff as much as one does protest. And we do it with the fun stuff at the front and the serious stuff at the back. Don't forget, on top of the weekly show that we air, we post extra bits to the Troy Murphy Show on demand player all week long. Yes, all week long. So not only do you get to listen back to all the bits you missed on the show, but there's extra bits too. So head to the live program guide on the 2SSR.com.au website for more. A big thank you to BJ and Grossi for taking on the first hour of Drive. I tell you what, if they based a movie on BJ and Grossi, they'd win an Oscar. These guys are incredible. Now, as always, here on the Troy Murphy Show, every day is a celebration. As today, the 23rd day of the month of March in the year 2023, we celebrate, Ravenclaw Pride Day. Yes, it's officially Ravenclaw Pride Day. You know that house from the Harry Potter franchise? Yeah. Today is your Pride Day, Ravenclaw, a day to celebrate all the aspects of the Ravenclaw household that makes you unique and different, along with the hashtag Ravenclaw Pride Day. I know it's fictional, but you know, Harry Potter's kind of real. People certainly treat it that way. Now, as always, we link our weekly top five with what we're celebrating this week. So the top five countdown this week comes from the House of Ravenclaw as we do the top five movie quotes from Ravenclaw's very own Luna Lovegood. Oh, I just love Luna Lovegood. But you know, first, what makes Luna a Ravenclaw? Good question. The internet has answered it. Here's the answer. She's seen as a bit absent-minded, easily distracted, and extremely eccentric in both her disposition and general outward appearance. And as much as we all like to think that we want to be in Gryffindor, personally, I got a feeling that the Sorting Hat would have put me into Ravenclaw and most of the, you know, online tests that we take. Yeah, always puts me in Ravenclaw. So let's do it. Here is the top five Harry Potter movie quotes from Luna Lovegood as we celebrate Ravenclaw Pride Day, starting with number five.
Five.
Hello, Harry.
How do you know where I was?
Raxperts. Your head's full of them.
Four.
What's a Raxpert?
A They're invisible creatures. They float in your ears and make your brain go fuzzy.
Three.
Hello, Harry. Come, Daddy. Harry doesn't want to talk to us right now. He's just too polite to say so.
Two.
Harry, wait. I need to talk to you.
Harry Potter, you listen to me right now.
It's obvious, isn't it? We have to talk to someone who's dead.
One.
You're not going mad. I can see them too. You're just as sane as I am.
There we have it, this week's top five movie quotes from Luna Lovegood as we celebrate Ravenclaw Pride Day. Classic Luna Lovegood. You're just as sane as I am. Wonderful stuff. You know, she's one of the most underrated characters in the Harry Potter franchise by far. Now, my friends, on the show this week, we'll check out the weird, wacky, and wonderful news from around the world. Friday Night Live, Kale Leishman is dropping by to talk sports as we look at round four of the NRL footy tipping competition. Oh, and I guess I should mention this. Have you seen Young Royals? You know, the hit Swedish teen drama on Netflix? It was only, after all, in the top 10 most viewed shows in most countries across the world when both its seasons, season 1 and season 2, were released on the streaming platform. Well, one of the stars from Young Royals, in fact, one of the leading actors from the show, the hugely talented Omar Rudberg, joins us on the show tonight to talk his music, the upcoming season 3 of Young Royals, and much, much more. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the show, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky Bear's a Troy Murphy show. Lucky Bear's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Now for your 2SSR 4-day weather watch.
Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy with a very high chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon and evening, top temps of 26 degrees. The weekend, Saturday, showers expected with tops of 25 degrees. Sunday, the rain continues with a shower or two, tops of 25 degrees. And Monday of next week, as we all go back to work, you guessed it, more rain with top temps reaching 27 degrees. The outlook, hot and wet.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.
Ponder this. In a couple of years, we'll all be able to get away with almost everything. Even if someone's got a camera, we can just pretend it's a deep fake. It'll be hard to prove the opposite. Stick around. Coming up next, our exclusive chat with Young Royals star Omar Rudberg about his new music. I'm so excited. Here on The Troy Murphy Show.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
He's a music sensation in his own right, and he reached global fame, especially here in Australia, starring on the critically acclaimed Swedish teen drama hit Netflix TV show Young Royals. And now the world has the pleasure to fall in love with him and discover his music, the music of the talent that is our next guest, as he joins us here on The Troy Murphy Show to talk his latest single. It's a single called I'm So Excited. Omar Rudberg, welcome, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, is this your first Australian radio interview?
I think so, yeah. It's my first time I'm ever on doing an Australian interview, yeah.
And do you know much about Australia? Because you've got a lot of fans down here.
Really? I'm so happy to hear that. I've never been to Australia. I know a little bit about Australia, not that much. But, you know, actually, Australia is one of the places that I would really want to visit one day.
Well, when you do, I'll take you out on the town and I'll show you everything that Sydney has to offer.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Now, Omar, let's talk about your music. You've released original music. You've released covers. What made you choose to cover your latest single, I'm So Excited?
Well, actually, I performed I'm So Excited with a live band called Cotton Club here in Sweden at a gay gala, well, the gay gala here in Sweden. And after that, fans have been asking me, like, oh, can you please release it? Can you please release it? And so then we started working on it, and then we decided to release three different versions of the cover, because why not? People loved it, and it's just for fun, you know? I love having fun with music, and yeah, it was just a really nice experience at the gala, so I had to release it after.
Oh, it's such a great song. It's been on high rotate in my house for days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love it. Now, the Pointer Sisters, who released the original song, their version is such a gay anthem. It's a party classic across the world. In Australia, we call that handbag music here in the LGBT+ community in Australia. It's such a feel-good song. Do you hope that your version becomes a go-to party playlist song, or, I guess, nowadays, a trending TikTok sound?
I released three different versions, so I feel like I feel like there's a version for everybody in the little, a single bundle. There's one that is a slower version, a little sexier version, and there's one that I think that you love a little extra, and that's the more up-tempo, clubby, dance-friendly version. I just hope people like what I release, and I don't really see it become the smash hit that the original is, but you know, it would make me really happy if people really love the versions and maybe do some TikTok dances and some dance moves to it as well. Yeah, definitely.
You are too modest. Now, do you have a favorite version of your own?
I actually like the additional version, the sexier one.
Yeah. Now, do you prefer recreating iconic covers or producing your own original music?
I love doing both, but I would do covers if it actually makes sense. For example, now I performed I'm So Excited at the gala and people really liked it and wanted it on Spotify. So then I did a studio version and I released it, right? And for me, that kind of makes sense. That's when I really love doing covers. But if not that, I really love doing my original stuff. And I've been working a lot on upcoming music and my original sounds and songs, and I'm in love and I cannot wait to release them.
Now, we've got your career a little bit backwards here in Australia. We first discovered you on Young Royals, but music has always been number one. How did you get in? For those in Australia who may not know, how did you get into music? What started it all for you?
So I've been singing and dancing since I was a little kid. And I started very, very young. I started when I was 10 years old singing at like small little talent shows at the malls here around in Stockholm and at parks. And then my mom took me to, long story short, I did the Sweden Got Talent TV program, and then I kept on doing like these talent shows, and then I got discovered on YouTube because my mom always posted everything that I did on stage on YouTube, and so I got discovered, and then I came into this. I was one of the members in this new Swedish pop boy band when I was 14, And then we literally blew up. Like, our first gig together ever was opening up for Justin Bieber in one of the biggest arenas here in Sweden. So after that, we had a long boy band career, basically, me and my three brothers. Well, not brothers, little brothers, but my bandmates. And we literally toured the country, Scandinavia. We went to Latin America. We also went to the U.S. a couple of times. And, you know, we had a really fun time together until I was 18. And then when I was 18, I started my solo career. So for me, the music has always been a part of me since a young age. And that's who I am. Like, I'm a singer from the start. Now doing this acting in Young Worlds, this is all new to me. So it's really fun to try out the acting part of everything.
You mentioned Justin Bieber. Let's talk about that. You've opened, when you were part of the boy band, for One Direction and Justin Bieber. Who's hotter, Justin Bieber or Harry Styles?
Oh, shit. That's a hard question, man. I cannot choose. Like, who could choose that question? I don't know. I cannot choose that.
Oh, go on. Go on. There's got to be one of them had to have done something a little bit special to win your heart.
Damn. I mean, I think I was when I was younger, more of a believer than a Direction fan. So then I'll say Justin Bieber.
And which artist in the music? Good answer. Good answer. And second part to that question, which artist in the music world would you love to work with? Either collab or open for, duet, go on a date with, anything?
Oh, I would love doing anything with anyone, really. No, but I listen to a lot of different artists. I listen to Justin, Harry, Ariana, Rosalia, Maluma, The Weeknd. Like, I could keep on going all day. Like, I love all these artists, and I'm open to do anything with anyone because I love them so much. And I'm very spread out music-wise. Like, I could definitely do like an up-tempo crazy club song, but I can also do like a super ballad one. And so you know, I love literally every single artist out there. So by the way, I love Troye Sivan. That's I gotta say.
Yes, Aussie, such a great iconic Aussie singer and actor.
Yeah, right.
I'll have my people call Troye Sivan's people, and I'll have them call your people. How about we arrange that?
Actually, me and Troye got to know each other at Fashion Week, like a few weeks ago or a month ago or something like that. He was super nice, and I cannot wait to let him showing me around in Australia.
Well, now you've got two Troyes who can show you around, Omar. You'll just have to pick.
Right. Yeah. I'll start with you.
All right. Good answer. Good answer. Now, Omar, you have such a captivating stage presence. It is mesmerizing to watch. And you're so young. Where do you get your confidence from?
Well, thank you. I don't really know. Like, since a young age, I've always loved being on stage and dancing. Like, when I was 3 years old, my grandmother always put me on the table when we had like family gatherings and parties, and then I was artist of the family, basically. And I always had to make a show out of every single family gathering that we had. So I don't know, like, it just started so early. So for me, it was always like a little kick being on stage and, you know, entertaining people. So that's like my biggest passion in life, I would say. Being on stage, like doing a show, like having all these dancers with me, like that's a dream come true, to make like a huge show out of out of my music one day, and to let people know like what I actually am capable of doing on stage, like to show my full potential. But yeah, no, I love being on stage. Like that's my thing.
Let's talk fashion. Is there anything that you do not look good in? You wear the most amazing outfits and you wear it well. Have you ever put an outfit on and just gone, nah, this doesn't work? Or are you just blessed to make everything that you wear work?
Well, I wouldn't say like that every... Well, I mean, it depends on my taste, really. Like, when I have fitting... I choose like the best outfit that I actually like and maybe like change something or something like that. But so, I don't know. I feel kind of insecure whenever I have hats on, like bigger hats, or small little hats. Like hats for me is a little hard to, I mean, I could pull it off on a shoot or something like that, you know, because you choose like the pose and you have the lighting and all of that. But to walk around in the city like with a big hat on, that wouldn't really be my thing. But you know, I mean, there's a few things that I wouldn't really wear, maybe because I'm insecure or, you know, so I just like being comfortable and feeling great about myself, and then that's literally the key to pulling off like an outfit, like looking good in an outfit. You have to feel good and comfortable and confident.
Now, you were recently in LA for what your Instagram tells us, meetings and to write songs. Can you tell us how that trip went?
It went amazing. Like, I've been to LA a lot of times, but I think this was the fastest trip, but also the most booked and busy trip. And I really think that it went so, so well. I got to know some great producers and songwriters that literally works for the biggest artists out there. And I'm so lucky that I even got to work with these people. I really hope that we can work a lot more together, but it went great, and I have new friends, and I also met some old friends in the city that I have since way back. Actually, during the boy band days, we toured the US, and I got to know some friends over there. So we had a meetup, and it went amazing. Like, I had some exciting meetings as well, and yeah, it was great.
Let's talk your fan base. They are dedicated. If you could say anything to your fans, what would you say?
Thank you, and I love you.
Good answer. Now
that's it. Like, I don't even know how to thank them enough, but yeah, I will do my best to make them feel seen and to make them feel what I feel about them.
Do your fans ever get a little too excited on your social media? Like, how crazy are your DMs?
They're pretty crazy, but I think it's fun. Fans, like, if you're a fan, then it's just good vibes and good energy that they sent my way. So I love checking out social media and seeing what they're saying, and they also like keep me so updated. Like, they tweet like information stuff about me that I don't even know, like, for example, like how my songs are going, if they're on a playlist, like, you know what I mean, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh shit, that's so cool. Sorry that I said a bad word. I don't know if you guys say bad words in Australia.
Now, Omar, what is the most amazing thing you've seen a fan do or create online for you?
Oh, man. Actually, the other day I saw Italian fans in Italy. They, like, printed out my Spotify profile picture, and they put out like a code where you take a picture of that code and then you go straight to my Spotify account. And they actually spread those pictures out everywhere in the city, and they gave it to people, and you know, to promote my music and my Spotify. And I think that's so beautiful, and I'm so grateful for that. Like, it's just crazy to me that people actually care so much. But you know, I'm so thankful. I would never take that for granted. Yeah, like I have to go to Italy now to bring them a big ass show for them.
Well,
they deserve it.
I do want to talk about taking your music around the world a little bit later, but before I do, you also got to perform music on the hit Netflix show that you're also a star of, Young Royals. What was that like as an experience?
So my character, Simon, he sings in this school choir. And it was actually very hard for me in the beginning because I've never sang in a choir before. And the tempo and how you like singing melodies with like all these students singing, like it was so hard for me because it's a whole another tempo, like the keys like goes up and goes down, like it's just like a whole different world when it comes to singing. So I had to learn how to sing in a choir, you know. But it was so much fun. Like, I love singing. That's what I want to do my whole life. It was so much fun to learn all of that. I think it's really good for me also because I'm in the studio all the time, and you know, you develop and you grow. And so yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Now, while we're talking about Young Royals, I mean the world is on the edge of our seats waiting to know what happens in the third and final season, which was in the top 10 in Australia when it was released, which I'm so happy for. Can you share anything about season 3? Have you seen scripts? When does filming start? When can we expect it to hit Netflix? What can you share with us?
We have started seeing the scripts, I'm loving it so much. And we are starting shooting very soon. And that's going to be so exciting. It's the final season, so it's going to be a lot of shooting days. But I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing. We're going to do literally our best ever. So this final season is just the best thing you've ever seen in your life. That's like what I can say. I don't know if I can say anything else. But we've seen the script and it looks really nice.
So you've seen the full script?
And no, I know kind of like what the storyline is about and all of that, but I haven't read the whole script yet. But
right.
We're on the way. So, we're getting started. So it feels really nice.
Yeah, so hypothetically, do you think that your character, Simon, could get used to royal life?
Well, no. I don't think so. Simon is a very strong, like he got some strong, like a really strong personality, and he knows his worth, and he got his dreams and the things that he wants to do in life, and I don't think that the royal life would be anything that he would want. Really. So I don't think so. But I mean, you never know.
What about you personally? Would you like to live the royal life?
Oh, I would definitely want to try that out. I don't know if I would live in that like all my life, but maybe like a week or something.
Yep. Fair enough. as would we all. Now,
yeah.
I guess you, even though you know, I was going to ask you, what do you hope happens to your character, Simone, in season three? But you've read the script, so I guess whatever you tell us might give it all away. We don't want to give too many secrets away.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if I actually can say what I would hope. Well, I feel like it's so hard to say now that I actually know what's happening, you know? But, you know, as I said before, like when me and Edwin, we were in New York doing some promotion November last year, we said that we hope to see them smile and to feel some Simon and Wilhelm love for once, you know? So I love Simon and Wilhelm, and they're forever, they will always be like my little babies, because they changed my whole life. So I love them, and I just hope that they are happy. And it sounds so weird talking about that, because it sounds like I'm talking about real people, but they're actually not real.
Oh, I'm sure to many they are. They are. They are real. Now, Netflix is
well, yeah.
Netflix is amazing for greenlighting a gay coming of age story like Young Royals. For you, how important is it that we continue to see shows like this?
It is very important to me because, and for a lot of people out there. And I also feel like it's very important for people that, like, isn't really in the LGBTQ plus community, because they have to learn and they have to see, like, what it's like and understand people that go through stuff and understand people that are in the LGBTQ plus community to understand, you know, and to be more educated, basically. So it's so important for the whole world to see it. And I really hope that it keeps on going, and not like, also in like, I really hope that in a real way, like that we show that like gay and queer people actually are people like everybody else, and that they actually also can love and be in love and have a normal life, and, you know, being normal teenagers, and, you know, being people, like real people. That's what I would want to see more in the world, and not only like showing this facade or this, like, this, you know, picture that people might sometimes see LGBTQ or queer or gay people as. I don't know, I feel like Young Royals shows queer and gay people in a different way, in a real way, and that's what I really like about this show, and I hope that I can see more of that now, in other shows.
Alongside Young Royals, Netflix also released Heartstopper pretty much at the same time, and a very similar coming-of-age gay story, kind of the same, but just less royalty. Fans of both shows went absolutely crazy when they saw you and Edwin interact with the Heartstopper cast online. Have you guys developed a friendship with the Heartstopper cast offline?
Well, maybe not friendship, but I actually met Kit Connor at Fashion Week. I think it was for Bueve as well, yeah, in Paris, I think it was. We met and we say hi, and it was fun meeting each other finally after like a year of just seeing each other through the internet. We met, and a lot of fans have been asking us, like on Twitter and Instagram, like everywhere, like, have you guys met? Have you guys met? And yes, we met. We got to know each other a little bit, and yeah, that's pretty much it, basically.
What's he like?
It was really nice meeting him.
What's he like in person?
He was so nice. I didn't even know that he was coming. And then when I saw him, I got super excited, and I went to him and I said hi, and he said hi, and it was a fun moment. Like, it was nice. He was really nice.
Now, Omar, there's a lot of information about you online. A two-part question here. What's something out there that you've read about yourself that is incorrect and that you would like to correct?
Oh, wow. Oh, man, what can that be? I don't know. I'm not really in the internet that much to know what people actually like say about me or maybe like a rumor. I don't know. I don't think there's a rumor about me anywhere. No, I actually don't know. I don't have anything.
All right, well then answer me this. What's something about you that no one knows out there, especially in your fandom or the media, that you would like to share with your fans today?
That they don't know about me. Well, actually, maybe some knows, but I actually saw yesterday that this came out. Well, I don't know if this is interesting even. But I saw that the news came out. Fans already know, but maybe some of you don't know. And if you like Drag Race, I'm going to be a guest on the Drag Race Sweden this Sunday.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's
a little surprising, like.
There we go. Now, let's go back to talking about your music, because that's why you're here today. We're about to play your song, I'm So Excited, for the very first time. I've got to ask, because wow, this is the biggest question your fans have wanted to know when I hinted that you'd be on the show today. Is a world tour on the cards?
A world tour? Wow. I mean, that's my dream and goal in life. Not really yet. I feel like a world tour, it has to go a lot into that and making it really, really great. In the future, I would love, that's like what I want to do, literally. But it takes work and time, but hopefully it'll come a time where I do it.
I've just heard a collective sigh all across the listening audience as everyone was hoping to hear that you were coming to Australia soon or anywhere around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, them, they and all, the amazingly talented Omar Rudberg. His new single, I'm So Excited, is available as a 3-track EP and available to buy now. A must for everyone who loves Omar and great music. Omar, thank you so much for your time today. I've really enjoyed chatting with you. I wish we had more time, but thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope to come to Australia soon and to see you in person.
Follow The Troy Murphy Show on Twitter. Search Troy Murphy.
That was incredible. What an amazing talent. What an amazing young man. And I look forward to seeing season 3 of Young Royals on Netflix very, very soon. I think they start filming early next month. So hopefully by the end of the year, we get to see season 3. But the reason we did have Omar on the show tonight is to talk about his new music, his cover of the Pointer Sisters classic, I'm So Excited. So it gives me great pleasure to play his song on the radio for the first time here in Australia, Omar Rudberg. I'm So Excited here on The Troy Murphy Show.
Hello, everybody. It's Omar Rudberg, and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. Check out my new track, I'm So Excited.
Tonight's the night we're gonna make it happen. Tonight we'll put all other things aside. We're going for those pleasures in the night. I want to love you, feel
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Did you miss your favourite show? Did you want to listen back again? 2SSR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SSR.com.au homepage. There you will find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SSR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
Now for your 2SSR 4-day weather watch.
Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy with a very high chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon and evening, top temps of 26 degrees. The weekend, Saturday, showers expected with tops of 25 degrees. Sunday, the rain continues with a shower or two, tops of 25 degrees. And Monday of next week, as we all go back to work, you guessed it, more rain with top temps reaching 27 degrees. The outlook, hot and wet.
Troy Murphy, it's a Troy Murphy show. From the Southland Shire, we hope it's not too much of a disaster. Will he get through an entire show without offending someone? We are so open door with the Troy Murphy show. Have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
Two SSR FM, the home of the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. Blue and yellow, when mixed together, make green. But here's the fun part. Sunlight and water make plants. Ah, nature repeating itself. Stick around. Coming up next, Kale Leishman from Friday Night Live joins us here on the show to talk this week's NRL footy tipping tips for round 4. That's next.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6pm.
You're simply the best. Week 4 of the glorious NRL footy tipping competition is upon us, and I'm excited because joining us on the show now is my good buddy from Friday nights, Kale Leishman. Kale, how are you, my friend?
Oh, very good. Welcome to week 4, Troy. Week four.
I know. And we're still, you know, you can tell that we're doing well on the ladder because we're still excited about it.
Yeah.
We're still in the top 10. We dropped a few places. Last week, Kale, from memory, you were number 1.
Yeah.
And I was number 3.
I think I'm 6. I'm 6 now and you're 4.
Yeah, you're 6, I'm 4. We both dropped down a little bit. We're actually on the same point score, but because we of the, what is it, the margin thing,
Because
I went a little bit crazy last week and it paid off with my margin. I boosted my margin and that paid off for me, whereas you went very safe between whatever game that was last week.
Yeah, I did a big margin in the first round and it backfired, so now I just do small margins.
Yeah, and BJ from Bumper to Bumper, the show before me tonight, he's at number 1, doing very well, doing very well.
Tigers.
But this week is going to be a hard one. Last week we played it safe without tipping, and there were a few upsets. So this week, going into round 4 after the upsets of last week, has made it very difficult to choose who we think will win. You know, it's not all about safe bets anymore because there can be plenty of upsets. Kale, tonight, 8 p.m., we've got the Eels playing the Panthers. Who have you got for your pick?
Yeah, look, this was a close one. I ended up going for the Panthers.
Yep.
Away team. I've picked up quite a few away teams this week, so I've gone Panthers. Who have you
got? I've got Panthers as well. Panthers for the win. I don't think Eels, like, whilst they're, you know, they did okay, they're still at the bottom of the ladder with the Tigers, with no wins so
far. Yeah, they lost last week. Yeah. It's the Parramatta versus Penrith Battle of the West, so it'll be good.
Yeah,
tipping Panthers.
Fantastic. Storm v the Tigers on Friday at 6 p.m. I've got the Storm.
Yeah, you got the Storm. This is where I went tricky. I circled the Storm first, but I've actually gone for Tigers, and I'm hoping there's an upset. Tigers aren't playing well. They're actually not going too well this year, but Storm have a few players out. Jerome Hughes is out. He's suspended. He's their halfback, and Munster is back. It's an uncertainty. I'm going to the big upset, and I'm just hoping.
See, you know,
I'm going for it.
We were chatting over the weekend when Storm were playing, and we were watching them play last weekend.
And I said,
I'll never tip the Storm again. And then I'm sitting here going, oh, crap. Oh, who am I going to tip? And I'm going with the Storm with a margin of 12. I think it's going to be a bigly win.
A bigly win. I put a small margin of 4.
Yeah.
But look, I'm not confident that the Tigers will win, but based on the upsets last week, I've just got to pick this one as an upset. It might be the one point I need.
It could be. It could definitely be. And I think I have a little bit more. After hearing that this is the thing I don't do. I don't look at game stats to see who's in and who's out and whether they're an important player or not. You do that. I don't. And so that's why I think your tip might be more on the money than mine is. The Dolphins. Oh, the big game Friday night. Dolphins v. the Broncos. 8 p.m.
It'll be on during my show. I assume you're going Dolphins, Troy.
Of course. Oh, that's what I don't know if we spoke about this on the show last week, but we spoke privately. I don't know, it was when we were speaking privately, because I said if the Dolphins win their third match in a row, I am going to buy a Dolphins flag to put on my red car. So a red flag on my red car. It's not the only red flag in my life, but and I did. It arrived this week, so I'm going to fly the Dolphins flag on Friday night. Just drive around. I'm going to listen to the radio are playing with you on it, and I'll have the mobile phone going with the game driving around the Shire. Oh, that's going to be my Friday night.
You'll be disappointed, Troy, that I circled the Dolphins first, but I've actually changed to the Broncos again.
Yeah.
Both teams haven't lost this year, and I thought the Dolphins have to crumble at one point. They've had a brilliant start of the year. I do think they might win still, but I've actually tipped the Broncos. I'm having a bit of an upset round, so it might backfire. I'm here for the ride.
I think Broncos might win. Both are in the top position. Both have won 3 of 3 games this year so far. So they're both at the top. So it's going to be a big game. Whoever wins this, we're talking grand finals rematch from this match.
I don't know.
I'm just making that up as I go along.
I
don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just pretending I do. That's what we do here on radio. Cowboys v. Titans on Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Who have we got?
I've gone Titans.
Oh, for the upset.
Yeah. You've gone Cowboys?
I've gone Cowboys. I'm going the safe bet because they're at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Titans, I know. I've got a little... they did well last week.
Yeah, they beat the Storm last week, and that's why you're probably conflicted. Yeah, you're right.
But I'm
hoping they can do it for the Cowboys.
Well, I think they're going to go into this game knowing we did well against the Storm, too confident, and that's going to work against them. So I'm going the Cowboys on that one.
Yeah.
Rabbitohs v. the Sea Eagles, Sydney's two teams. Rabbitohs left me with a sour taste in my mind, like when I do eat, wild rabbit. So that's why I'm going the Eagles.
Oh, okay. See, I've tipped the Rabbits. We're very different this week. It'll be interesting. I've gone the Rabbits.
All right. Why are you going the Rabbits?
I don't actually know. Just the home team favourites, which is not like my previous tips. But I just feel like they've been playing well this year. I just feel like it's the Rabbits. Don't know.
All right.
Just like the Rabbits
Fair
in this
enough.
Game. And the other one's a Manly. I'm a Sharks fan, so I don't like to tip the Sea Eagles where I can help myself. because they're sort of a bit of a rivalry there with Cronulla. So,
right, fair enough.
I'll go the Rabbits.
All right, and Warriors v the Bulldogs on Sunday at 2 p.m. This is sit in the backyard with a an alcoholic beverage and the TV on watching round.
Yeah, I've gone Warriors at home. New Zealand, they're playing all right this year. What have you gone?
Bulldogs. Bulldogs to win.
Oh, nice.
I'm going for the upset.
Yeah, this is good. I like this. Yeah. So we're actually, last week we were all the same, every game the same. This round is so close that I assume everybody's going to have a different thing. I don't think two people will pick the same. So I've gone the Warriors, you go on the Dogs. This is the closest game of the round by the betting standards.
Yes.
Could go either way.
Yeah, yep. And if you do bet, bet responsibly. Got to throw that little teaser in there. I mean, that little whatever yep. they call it. Legality thing. Knights. Can't get ourselves in trouble. Knights v. the Raiders.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No. I still hold the record for most times kicked off air. Look, I wear that badge with pride. I push it to the line. Oh.
We'll see. Not far behind.
Knights v. Raiders on Sunday at 4:05 p.m. A 5-minute late start.
Yeah, they wouldn't be allowed on radio starting 5 minutes late.
No.
Gee, in Newcastle.
No.
I've gone for the Knights. So have you gone?
I'm going the Raiders. I don't think we've picked a team, have we? Oh, Panthers, we picked the same.
The first one, yeah. Anyone who think we'd sorted this out beforehand? No, we haven't. We're live. We're just doing it as we speak.
All right.
I'm going Knights.
All right.
Okay.
And this last one, I think we're going to pick the same on Sunday at 6:15 p.m. We'll still be still drinking from the earlier match at 2.
Can you say that?
I don't know.
Well, drink responsibly.
Drinking responsibly, of course. Yeah, look, let's be honest. I will still be on the same drink I was at 2 p.m. that I will be at 6 p.m. because I'm a very slow drinker. It'll be the same bottle of wine.
It's the same day. Yeah, same day. Yeah. I've gone Sharks.
Yeah, I've got the Sharks as well. Yeah, Sharks to win.
Yeah.
Dragons, I've got no faith in it this year, sadly. But although the Dragons are doing pretty well on the ladder. Dragons have won one this year and so have Sharks. So both aren't doing too well.
I think Dragons have had a bye in there as well. They actually got a free win one of the rounds. So that's sort of why they're up there. But look, it could go either way. It's always a close battle, the local derby.
Yes.
But I've tipped the Sharks every year. Every round this year I've tipped them just because, you know, that's my team, as we say.
They were my team, but I went for the gay version instead. I went for the Dolphins.
And you've done all right there.
Fins up! As well. Fins up! Yeah.
Fins up.
Fins up.
That could be a Sharks quote as well.
Yeah, no. The Dolphins have got it. The Dolphins have got it now. Maybe I should just change my tip to the Dragons just to make sure we're consistently opposite. No, I'm going to stick with the Sharks. I always be a Sharkies boy. So I'm going to stay with the Sharks.
There you go.
All right, that's what's happening this round with expert tippers, Kale Leishman and myself, Troy Murphy, as according to the our current placement on the Sideline Eyes footy tipping competition. I'm at fourth place. Kale's at sixth. We're both in the top 10. But, you know, if we're out of the top 10, we won't be as excited to give our tips.
Yeah, won't be here next week.
No, exactly. Kale, what's coming up on your Big Lee show this Friday night from 7 p.m.?
The Big Lee Show, the night before the election. It's Christmas Eve for the political folks.
We'll be
having a quick look at what some of the local candidates have to say. We'll be pinching a few bits from Joe Ryan's interview and we'll be sort of having a look at what the local candidates propose for the Sutherland Shire very quickly. The big quiz is back. Tyler Hill's on the air. All that and much more in a Big Lee FNL tomorrow, 7 p.m., Troy.
I look forward to it.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support, or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Everything I miss at home. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Sunday, 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
2SSR, FM 99.7.
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. Numb is described as a lack of feeling, yet numbness is something you feel strongly. And I am officially numb after this week's show. What an epic adventure this evening has been.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
And it's all over, just like that.
And that's it, the Troy Murphy Show, done and dusted for another week. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you. Thank you to the fandom of Omar Rudberg. Well, firstly, to Omar Rudberg for coming in on the show tonight and having a chat, and to Omar's fans who listened like crazy to all the promos we put out in the lead-up to the interview. Thank you for making us the number one listen to show on demand here at 2SSR. I'll be back next week from 6 p.m. for another edition of The Troy Murphy Show. If you missed any parts of the show tonight, including Omar's interview, and want to listen back to any of the ranting or raving or fun from tonight's extravaganza, listen back on demand by clicking The Troy Murphy Show on the program guide that you can find on the 2SSR.com.au website. Oh, tell you what. Coming up next, the encore broadcast of The Convo. I need a Bex and a lay down. Until next week, bye for now.